Reset your mind, restart your life, refocus on what matters most. Written and published by Echoes of Empowerment. Introduction. Life isn't a straight road. It's a winding path filled with unexpected turns, dead ends, and crossroads that demand tough decisions. Some days, it feels like you're moving forward with purpose, and other days, you find yourself stuck, trapped in repetitive cycles that drain your energy and cloud your vision. You carry the weight of past regrets, unfinished goals, and missed opportunities, wondering if it's too late to turn things around. But here's the truth. You are never truly stuck. You are not your past. You are not your failures. No matter how lost you feel, you always have the power to begin again. Every single day, every single moment, holds the opportunity for a fresh start. A reset is about letting go of the mental clutter that holds you back. A restart is about stepping forward with renewed energy and direction. A refocus is about aligning your life with what truly matters. You don't need to wait for the perfect moment. The moment is now. The life you desire doesn't require drastic changes overnight. It requires a shift in perspective, a commitment to small, intentional steps, and the courage to embrace the unknown. This journey is about transformation, shedding the past, reigniting your passion, and refocusing on what truly matters. In this guide, we'll uncover 7 powerful steps to reset your mind, restart your life, and step into the future you deserve, because the only thing standing between you and the life you want is the decision to begin. Chapter 1. Declutter your mind and create mental space. Imagine your mind as a room. If it's filled with unnecessary items, old furniture, piles of unread books and scattered papers, it becomes difficult to move around, find what you need, or simply feel at peace. A cluttered space can make you feel overwhelmed, distracted, and anxious. The same applies to your mind. When your thoughts are overloaded with worries, regrets, and negative self-talk, there is no room for new ideas, creative thinking, or inner peace. That's why it's essential to hit the reset button and create mental space. Decluttering your mind means intentionally letting go of unnecessary thoughts and emotions that hold you back. Ask yourself, what am I constantly worrying about? What past mistakes or painful memories keep replaying in my head? Am I filling my mind with negativity, self-doubt, or the expectations of others? The more you hold on to these mental burdens, the harder it is to focus on the present and move forward. To truly reset your life, you need to make space for clarity, peace, and new possibilities. One of the best ways to declutter your mind is through mindfulness. This means being fully present in the moment instead of getting lost in the noise of past regrets or future anxieties. A simple way to practice mindfulness is to take a few deep breaths, focus on your surroundings, and allow yourself to experience the present without judgment. Even a few minutes of mindfulness every day can help you clear your mind and feel more centered. Another powerful tool is journaling. Writing down your thoughts can help you process emotions, identify negative thinking patterns, and release worries that no longer serve you. When you put your thoughts on paper, you create distance from them, allowing you to see things more clearly. Try this. Each morning or before bed, take a few minutes to write down whatever is on your mind. Don't censor yourself. Just let your thoughts flow. You might be surprised at how much lighter you feel after releasing your mental clutter onto the page. Deep breathing exercises are also incredibly effective in clearing mental chaos. When you feel overwhelmed, take a moment to close your eyes and take slow, deep breaths. Inhale deeply through your nose, hold for a few seconds, and then exhale slowly through your mouth. This simple practice calms your nervous system, reduces stress, and helps your mind regain balance. Physical movement can also be a great way to declutter your thoughts. Sometimes, sitting in one place while trying to organize your mind can make you feel stuck. A brisk walk in nature, stretching, or even light exercise can help clear mental fog and bring fresh energy into your day. Movement releases tension, increases blood flow to your brain, and allows your thoughts to settle naturally. In addition to these practices, be mindful of the kind of information you consume daily. If your mind feels cluttered, it may be due to an overload of news, social media, or negative conversations. Set healthy boundaries by limiting time spent on your phone, taking digital detox breaks, or surrounding yourself with more uplifting and positive content. What you feed your mind directly affects your thoughts and emotions. The goal of decluttering your mind is simple: to create space for clarity, peace, and growth. Just like a clean and organized room feels refreshing, a decluttered mind allows you to think clearly, make better decisions, and feel lighter emotionally. When you remove the unnecessary, you make space for what truly matters. This is your chance to reset, to free your mind from unnecessary burdens and step forward with renewed energy and focus. Chapter 2: Release the Past, Rewrite Your Story. Imagine trying to run forward while carrying a heavy backpack filled with rocks from your past. Mistakes, regrets, painful experiences, and disappointments. The weight slows you down, drains your energy, and makes every step forward feel impossible. This is exactly what happens when you hold on to the past. The more you cling to old wounds, past failures, or missed opportunities, the harder it becomes to move forward and create a better future. To truly restart your life, you must release the past. This doesn't mean ignoring or denying what happened. It means making peace with it, learning from it, and letting go of the emotional burden it carries. Many people remain stuck in life because they keep replaying past mistakes in their minds, as if constantly reliving them will somehow change the outcome. But the past cannot be changed, only your relationship with it can. One of the most powerful ways to release the past is through forgiveness, not just forgiving others, but also forgiving yourself. Holding on to resentment, anger, or guilt only hurts you, not the person or situation that caused it. Ask yourself, what grudges am I still holding on to? What mistakes do I constantly punish myself for? Letting go does not mean condoning what happened, but rather choosing to no longer allow it to have power over you. Start by acknowledging your past experiences instead of suppressing them. Write down the events, emotions, or thoughts that you feel are still weighing you down. Be honest with yourself. Then, take a moment to reflect. What lessons did those experiences teach you? Every challenge you have faced has shaped you, made you stronger, and prepared you for a new beginning. Rather than seeing the past as a chain holding you back, view it as a stepping stone toward growth and wisdom. If you struggle with self-forgiveness, remind yourself that you are not the same person you were back then. Growth means learning from your mistakes and making better choices moving forward. Think of it this way. If a friend made a mistake and genuinely wanted to improve, wouldn't you encourage them and remind them that they deserve a second chance? You owe yourself the same kindness. Sometimes, releasing the past also means letting go of old identities and beliefs that no longer serve you. Maybe you once believed you weren't smart enough, talented enough, or worthy of success. Maybe someone in your past told you that you would never amount to anything, and you unknowingly carried that belief with you. But here's the truth. Those old stories do not define you. You have the power to rewrite your story at any moment. Start creating a new narrative by affirming the person you want to become. Instead of saying, "I always fail," tell yourself, "I am learning and growing every day." Instead of thinking, "I can't change," remind yourself, "I have the power to transform my life." The words you speak and the thoughts you hold shape your reality. If you want to restart your life, you must rewrite the story you tell yourself about who you are and what you're capable of. Another crucial step in releasing the past is detaching from environments, habits, or relationships that keep you stuck. If certain people constantly remind you of your failures, or if your daily habits reinforce old patterns, it's time to make changes. Surround yourself with people who uplift and inspire you. Create new habits that align with the future you want to build. Your past does not define your future. The mistakes, heartbreaks, and challenges you've faced are chapters of your story, but they are not the final chapter. You have the power to turn the page, start fresh, and create a life that aligns with your true self. The moment you decide to release what no longer serves you, you free yourself to step into the life you were meant to live. This is your chance to restart. Will you take it? Chapter 3. Align your actions with your true purpose. Life often feels unfulfilling, not because we lack effort, but because our efforts are scattered in too many directions, often toward things that do not truly matter to us. Imagine rowing a boat with all your strength, but heading in the wrong direction. It doesn't matter how hard you row, you'll never reach the destination that brings you fulfillment. This is why aligning your actions with your true purpose is essential. When you move with purpose, every step, every effort, and every decision takes you closer to a life that feels meaningful and fulfilling. The first step in this process is to clarify what truly matters to you. Many people go through life following paths that were set by others, parents, society, or peer pressure, without ever questioning whether those paths align with their true desires. It's time to pause and ask yourself, what do I genuinely want? What excites me? What kind of impact do I want to have? If you don't have clarity on your purpose, it's easy to get lost in distractions, constantly chasing things that bring temporary satisfaction, but no real fulfillment. One way to gain clarity is through self-reflection. Set aside time to reflect on moments in your life when you felt truly alive and engaged. What were you doing? Who were you with? What activities make time fly by for you? Your purpose is often hidden in the things that bring you joy, curiosity, and a sense of deep connection. Journaling about these experiences can help you uncover patterns and insights about what truly matters to you. Once you identify your purpose, the next step is aligning your daily actions with it. It's easy to dream about the life you want, but without action, dreams remain just ideas. Every day, ask yourself, are my actions moving me closer to my purpose or further away? If you want to be a writer but never make time to write, if you dream of being healthy but continue unhealthy habits, or if you desire a meaningful career but spend time on unfulfilling tasks, you are out of alignment. The key is to start making small but intentional changes that bring your daily life closer to your true values. A practical way to do this is by setting purpose-driven goals. Instead of setting goals based on what others expect from you, set goals that reflect your deepest values. For example, if your purpose is to help others, your goal could be to start mentoring, volunteering, or creating something that benefits people. If creativity is your passion, commit to producing work consistently, even if it's just for yourself at first. When your goals align with your purpose, motivation becomes natural, because you are working toward something that deeply matters to you. Another important aspect of alignment is cutting out distractions and unnecessary commitments. Many people fill their days with obligations and routines that do not serve them. If your calendar is filled with activities that drain you rather than energize you, it's time to reevaluate. Say no to things that pull you away from your true purpose. Free up your time for the things that truly contribute to your personal growth and fulfillment. It's also crucial to surround yourself with the right people. The people you interact with daily influence your mindset, energy, and beliefs. If you are constantly around negative or unmotivated people, their attitudes will slowly pull you away from your purpose. On the other hand, being around ambitious, positive, and purpose-driven individuals will inspire and push you to stay aligned with your true path. Choose relationships that uplift, challenge, and encourage you to be your best self. One of the biggest challenges in aligning with your purpose is overcoming fear and self-doubt. Many people avoid pursuing their true purpose because they fear failure, judgment, or stepping outside their comfort zone. But here's the truth. Every meaningful path comes with uncertainty and obstacles. The difference between those who live with purpose and those who don't is not the absence of fear, but the willingness to act despite it. If fear is holding you back, remind yourself that staying stuck in a life that doesn't fulfill you is far scarier than failing while trying. Your purpose is your guiding compass. When you align your actions with what truly matters to you, life becomes more fulfilling, meaningful, and exciting. You wake up with energy and motivation, knowing that every effort you make is building the life you are meant to live. This is not about perfection, it's about progress. Even small, consistent steps in the right direction will eventually lead you to a life that reflects your true self. Now is the time to stop drifting and start moving with intention. Align your actions with your purpose, and everything else will begin to fall into place. Chapter 4. Develop a resilient and growth-oriented mindset. Life is unpredictable. No matter how well you plan, unexpected challenges, setbacks, and failures will always be part of the journey. The difference between those who succeed and those who remain stuck is not intelligence, luck, or talent. It is resilience. Resilience is the ability to adapt, recover, and keep moving forward even when things don't go as expected. If you want to restart your life and create lasting change, you must develop a mindset that views obstacles as stepping stones rather than barriers. Resilience is not something you are born with, it is something you build. It starts with how you perceive challenges. Many people see difficulties as proof that they are not good enough, but resilient individuals see them as opportunities to grow. Instead of asking, "Why is this happening to me?" ask yourself, "What can I learn from this?" Every challenge carries a lesson, and if you shift your mindset to focus on learning rather than avoiding discomfort, you will emerge stronger with each experience. A major part of resilience is understanding that failure is not final. Many people fear failure so much that they never take risks or step outside their comfort zones. But failure is not the opposite of success. It is part of success. Every great leader, entrepreneur, or artist has failed multiple times before achieving success. Thomas Edison failed over 1,000 times before inventing the light bulb, and Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team before becoming one of the greatest players of all time. What separates successful people from the rest is their ability to keep going despite failure. One way to strengthen resilience is by developing a growth-oriented mindset. People with a fixed mindset believe that their abilities, intelligence, and talents are set in stone. They think they are either good at something or not. This belief limits them because they give up easily when faced with challenges. In contrast, people with a growth mindset believe that skills and intelligence can be developed through effort, learning, and persistence. They see challenges as opportunities to improve rather than threats to their self-worth. To cultivate a growth mindset, start by changing the way you talk to yourself. Instead of saying, "I'm not good at this," say, "I'm still learning." Instead of saying, "I always fail," say, "I'm getting better with each attempt." Your thoughts shape your reality, so train yourself to speak in a way that encourages growth rather than discourages it. Another key to resilience is emotional regulation. Life's difficulties can trigger frustration, anger, or sadness, but learning to manage these emotions is essential. Practice self-awareness by recognizing when negative emotions arise, and instead of reacting impulsively, take a step back. Deep breathing, meditation, or even a short walk can help you regain emotional balance. The goal is not to suppress your emotions, but to process them in a way that allows you to respond wisely rather than react emotionally. Surrounding yourself with the right influences is another critical factor in building resilience. Who you spend time with affects your mindset. If you are surrounded by people who constantly complain, give up easily, or discourage you from pursuing your goals, their negativity will impact you. Seek out people who uplift you, challenge you to grow, and inspire you to keep pushing forward. It is also important to build mental toughness. Mental toughness means committing to your goals and values, even when things get difficult. It means waking up early to work on your dream, even when you feel tired. It means staying disciplined when motivation fades. One way to develop mental toughness is by doing hard things regularly. Challenge yourself, exercise when you don't feel like it, read a difficult book, or step into uncomfortable situations that require courage. Each time you overcome a small challenge, you build the strength to handle bigger ones. Resilience requires self-compassion. Many people are their own worst critics, constantly blaming themselves for mistakes. But beating yourself up does not help. It only keeps you stuck. Instead, treat yourself with the same kindness you would show a close friend. Remind yourself that struggling is part of being human, and every challenge you face is an opportunity for growth. When you develop a resilient and growth-oriented mindset, you become unstoppable. Life's challenges will not break you, they will shape you. Every setback becomes a setup for a comeback. Every obstacle becomes a lesson. And every difficulty becomes an opportunity to grow stronger, wiser, and more prepared for success. This is your moment to embrace resilience. When life tests you, will you rise above it? Chapter 5. Create systems, not just goals. Setting goals is a great starting point, but goals alone are not enough to create lasting change. Many people set goals every year, whether it's to get healthier, build a successful career, or improve their relationships, yet they find themselves stuck in the same place, frustrated that their dreams are not becoming reality. The problem is not the goal itself, it's the lack of a system to support it. Goals define what you want to achieve, but systems determine whether you actually get there. If you want to truly restart your life and build meaningful progress, you must shift your focus from just setting goals to creating strong systems that make success inevitable. A goal is a destination, while a system is the process that takes you there. Imagine wanting to climb a mountain. The goal is to reach the top, but without a plan, training, and the right gear, the goal remains just a wish. The system is the structured process. Practicing hiking, improving endurance, learning about the terrain, and ensuring you have the right equipment. The same applies to any area of life. If you want to transform your health, saying, "I want to lose 20 pounds," is a goal. But without a system of healthy eating, regular exercise, and proper rest, that goal is just a vague desire. One of the biggest reasons people fail to achieve their goals is because they rely on motivation instead of systems. Motivation is unreliable. It comes and goes. Some days you feel energized and ready to take action, while other days you feel unmotivated and sluggish. If you only take action when you feel motivated, progress will be inconsistent and you will likely give up when things get hard. Systems, on the other hand, make progress automatic. When you develop daily habits and routines that align with your goals, success becomes a natural result of your actions. To create effective systems, start by breaking down your big goals into small, daily habits. Instead of saying, "I want to write a book," commit to writing 500 words every day. Instead of saying, "I want to be healthier," commit to walking 30 minutes daily and eating nutritious meals. The key is to make the habit small and manageable so that it becomes easy to maintain. Small, consistent actions compound over time and create massive results. Another important part of building a system is designing your environment for success. Your surroundings shape your behavior more than you realize. If your goal is to eat healthy, but your kitchen is filled with junk food, you are setting yourself up for failure. Instead, stock your kitchen with nutritious foods so that making a healthy choice is easier. If you want to read more, place books in areas where you spend the most time instead of relying on willpower to pick up a book. The key is to make good habits frictionless and bad habits difficult to follow through on. One of the most effective ways to build strong systems is to use the habit stacking technique. This means attaching a new habit to an existing one. For example, if you already drink coffee every morning, you can add a habit of reading 5 pages of a book while drinking your coffee. If you want to develop gratitude, you can say 3 things you are grateful for while brushing your teeth. Habit stacking helps you incorporate new behaviors into your daily routine with minimal effort. Tracking progress is another crucial part of an effective system. When you track your habits, you build momentum and motivation to keep going. A simple habit tracker, whether on paper or using an app, can help you stay consistent. Seeing a streak of successful days builds a sense of accomplishment and makes you less likely to break the chain. The key is to focus on progress, not perfection. If you miss a day, don't get discouraged. Just get back on track the next day. The real failure is quitting altogether. Many people give up on their goals because they expect instant results. But real transformation takes time. This is why it's essential to fall in love with the process instead of obsessing over the outcome. If your goal is to get fit, enjoy the process of exercising and eating well rather than constantly checking the scale. If your goal is to learn a new skill, embrace the joy of learning rather than stressing about how long it will take. When you enjoy the process, consistency becomes effortless. Accountability is another key component of a strong system. When you have someone keeping you accountable, whether it's a friend, a mentor, or a coach, you are more likely to stay committed. Share your goals with someone who will encourage and challenge you. Better yet, join a community or group of like-minded individuals who are also working towards similar goals. Being surrounded by people who are on the same path keeps you motivated and inspired. It's also important to periodically evaluate and adjust your system. If something isn't working, don't be afraid to modify your approach. Sometimes, the system you start with needs adjustments based on what you learn along the way. Check in with yourself regularly and ask, "Is this system bringing me closer to my goal?" If not, make small changes and keep improving. The ability to adapt is what makes systems sustainable. At the core of all of this is the understanding that success is not about making one big leap. It's about consistent small improvements over time. If you improve just 1% every day, the compound effect over months and years will lead to life-changing results. This is why having a solid system is so powerful. It removes the guesswork and turns progress into something that happens naturally. If you want to restart your life, stop focusing only on the goal and start focusing on the system that will get you there. When you build the right habits, design your environment for success, and stay consistent, your transformation is inevitable. This is not about quick fixes. It's about building a foundation for lifelong success. Your goal is the destination, but your system is the path. Are you ready to walk it? Chapter 6. Protect your energy and set boundaries. Your energy is one of your most valuable resources, yet most people spend it on things that drain them rather than empower them. Every day you are surrounded by distractions, obligations, and people who may be unknowingly pulling you away from your true path. If you don't actively protect your energy, you will constantly feel exhausted, unmotivated, and disconnected from what truly matters. Learning to guard your energy and set firm boundaries is essential if you want to reset your life, restart with fresh motivation, and refocus on your goals. Energy is not just physical, it's also mental, emotional, and spiritual. Have you ever felt completely drained after spending time with a certain person, even if you didn't do anything physically demanding? Or felt exhausted after endlessly scrolling through social media, even though you were just sitting? This is because everything you engage with either adds to your energy or takes from it. If you want to protect your energy, you must become aware of what is fueling you and what is depleting you. The first step in protecting your energy is identifying energy drainers. These could be toxic relationships, negative environments, social media overload, overcommitment, or even your own internal self-talk. Ask yourself, who or what consistently leaves me feeling drained, stressed, or unmotivated? What activities make me feel anxious or exhausted, even if they seem small? Am I spending too much energy on things that don't align with my goals and values? Once you recognize what is draining you, the next step is to set clear boundaries. Boundaries are not about being selfish, they are about respecting your own well-being. Many people struggle with setting boundaries because they fear disappointing others. But constantly saying yes to everything and everyone will only lead to burnout, resentment, and frustration. One of the most important boundaries you can set is learning to say no without guilt. If you always feel obligated to do things you don't want to do, you are sacrificing your time and energy for things that don't serve you. It's okay to decline invitations, avoid unnecessary drama, and walk away from people or situations that drain your spirit. Saying no is not about rejecting others, it's about choosing yourself. Another crucial boundary is protecting your mental space. In today's digital world, we are constantly bombarded with information, news, social media, updates, emails, messages. While some of this is necessary, much of it is unnecessary noise that clutters our minds and drains our focus. If you constantly check your phone, respond to messages instantly, or scroll through negativity online, you are giving away your mental energy without even realizing it. Set boundaries around your screen time. Unfollow or mute accounts that bring negativity. Schedule time away from technology to regain clarity and peace. Your physical energy also requires protection. Sleep, nutrition, and movement play a huge role in how you feel every day. If you are constantly exhausted, surviving on caffeine and junk food, and neglecting your body, you will struggle to stay motivated and focused. Make it a priority to get enough sleep, fuel your body with nutritious food, and engage in physical activity that re-energizes you. The better you take care of yourself, the more energy you will have to pursue what truly matters. Emotionally, it's important to distance yourself from toxic relationships. Some people uplift and inspire you, while others drain your energy with negativity, gossip, or constant complaints. Be mindful of the company you keep. Surround yourself with people who encourage your growth, respect your boundaries, and contribute positively to your life. If certain relationships are causing more harm than good, it may be time to reduce your interactions or set firmer boundaries. Protecting your energy also means letting go of unnecessary obligations. Many people overcommit themselves to responsibilities that don't truly serve them, whether it's agreeing to extra work, constantly helping others at their own expense, or trying to meet unrealistic expectations. While it's great to be helpful and responsible, you must also honor your own limits. If an obligation is causing you stress and exhaustion, ask yourself if it's truly necessary. Learn to prioritize what matters and let go of what doesn't. One of the most effective ways to maintain your energy is through daily self-care rituals. This doesn't mean occasional indulgence. It means making self-care a consistent part of your life. Simple practices like meditation, journaling, taking deep breaths, listening to music, or spending time in nature can help you recharge. Find activities that make you feel restored and commit to them regularly. Lastly, understand that protecting your energy is a lifelong practice, not a one-time action. There will always be people, situations, and distractions that try to take more from you than they give. The key is to remain aware and intentional about how you spend your energy. Check in with yourself regularly and ask, "Am I feeling energized or drained? Am I spending time on things that align with my values and goals? Do I need to make adjustments to my boundaries?" When you protect your energy, you regain control over your life. You stop feeling exhausted by external demands and start feeling empowered to focus on what truly matters. Your energy is sacred. Use it wisely, and you will create a life that is filled with purpose, joy, and fulfillment. Chapter 7. Live with intention and embrace the present. Life is not just about moving forward. It's about moving forward with purpose. Too many people live on autopilot, waking up, going through daily routines, working, and ending the day feeling unfulfilled. They chase goals without truly understanding why, get lost in distractions, and let time slip away without experiencing the depth of the present moment. If you want to reset, restart, and refocus your life, you must learn to live with intention and fully embrace the present. Living with intention means being conscious of your actions, decisions, and priorities. It's about waking up each day with clarity, knowing what truly matters to you, and making choices that align with your values. Instead of letting life happen to you, you take control of your direction. When you live with intention, you stop wasting energy on things that don't contribute to your growth, and you start putting your focus on what genuinely enriches your life. The first step in living with intention is defining your core values. What do you stand for? What kind of life do you truly want to build? If you don't define these things for yourself, the world will do it for you. Advertisements, societal expectations, and the opinions of others will shape your path. Take time to reflect on the things that bring you true joy and fulfillment. Is it personal growth, meaningful relationships, creativity, health, contribution to others? Once you are clear on your values, you can start aligning your daily actions with them. One of the biggest obstacles to living with intention is distraction. In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to get caught up in endless scrolling, mindless entertainment, and constant noise. Before you know it, hours, days, and even years can pass without real progress toward what truly matters to you. If you want to take back control of your life, you must reduce distractions and reclaim your focus. Set limits on social media. Be intentional about the content you consume, and spend more time engaging in activities that contribute to your personal growth and well-being. Another essential part of intentional living is being fully present. Many people live either in the past, dwelling on regrets, or in the future, constantly worrying about what's next. But the truth is, life is happening right now. The present moment is the only time where real change, real joy, and real experiences exist. When you rush through life without fully experiencing the moment, you miss out on the beauty of the present. Practicing mindfulness is one of the most effective ways to embrace the present. Mindfulness is simply the act of paying attention to the here and now without judgment. It means slowing down and fully experiencing each moment, whether it's enjoying a meal, listening to a loved one, or even walking outside and feeling the air against your skin. When you are present, life becomes richer, your stress levels decrease, and you gain a deeper appreciation for the small moments that often go unnoticed. Another way to live with intention is by starting each day with a purpose. Instead of waking up and immediately checking your phone or rushing into the chaos of the day, take a few moments to set an intention. Ask yourself, what is my main focus today? How do I want to feel? What actions will bring me closer to my goals? Writing down a daily intention or practicing morning affirmations can help you stay mindful of your purpose throughout the day. Intentional living also means choosing quality over quantity. This applies to everything: your relationships, your work, your experiences. Instead of trying to do more, focus on doing what truly matters. Instead of seeking many friendships, invest deeply in a few meaningful ones. Instead of rushing through tasks, do each one with care and attention. Slowing down and focusing on quality will bring more fulfillment than constantly chasing more. One of the most profound shifts in intentional living is learning to let go of control. Many people waste energy trying to control things that are out of their hands, how others perceive them, the future, or even the past. But control is an illusion. The only thing you truly have power over is your own mindset, actions, and responses. When you let go of the need to control everything, you free yourself from unnecessary stress and start living with greater peace and acceptance. Gratitude is another key aspect of living with intention. Many people believe they will be happy once they achieve a certain goal or once they have more money, success, or recognition. But happiness is not something you find in the future, it is something you create right now. The simple act of practicing gratitude, acknowledging the good in your life, can shift your entire mindset. Each day, take a moment to reflect on what you are grateful for. It could be something small, like a good conversation, a peaceful moment, or the ability to learn and grow. Gratitude grounds you in the present and helps you recognize the abundance that already exists in your life. A crucial part of living intentionally is also saying yes to what lights you up and no to what drains you. When you live without intention, you may find yourself saying yes to everything, commitments, obligations, social expectations, without asking if they align with what you truly want. But when you are intentional, you become more selective with your time and energy. You start saying no to what doesn't serve you and saying yes to what aligns with your purpose. This could mean spending more time on personal growth, pursuing creative passions, or deepening meaningful relationships. Living with intention means understanding that every moment is an opportunity to begin again. If you feel like you've wasted time in the past or have made mistakes, remember that it is never too late to change. Every day is a fresh start. The most important thing is not where you were yesterday, but the decisions you make today. The power to restart, refocus, and reshape your life is always in your hands. When you live with intention and embrace the present, life becomes more meaningful, fulfilling, and aligned with your true purpose. You stop drifting and start moving with clarity. You stop chasing empty distractions and start experiencing real joy. And most importantly, you live each day fully with purpose, presence, and passion. This is your moment. How will you choose to live it? Chapter 8: Cultivate self-discipline and take consistent action. Success, transformation, and a fulfilling life are not built overnight. They are shaped by the small, consistent actions you take every single day. While motivation may inspire you to start, it is self-discipline that ensures you follow through. Self-discipline is the ability to do what needs to be done, even when you don't feel like doing it. It is about committing to your goals, staying consistent, and pushing forward, no matter how challenging the journey becomes. If you want to reset your mind, restart your life, and refocus on what matters most, then cultivating self-discipline must be a priority. Many people rely on motivation to take action, but motivation is fleeting. Some days you feel inspired and energized, ready to take on the world. Other days, you feel tired, distracted, or uninspired. If you only act when you feel motivated, you will struggle to build lasting success. Discipline is what carries you forward when motivation fades. The most successful people in any field, from athletes to entrepreneurs to artists, do not succeed because they are always motivated. They succeed because they have developed the discipline to show up and do the work, even on the hardest days. To cultivate self-discipline, start by clarifying your why. Why do you want to change? Why does this goal matter to you? Your why is the deeper reason that fuels your actions. If your goal is to get fit, your why might be to have more energy, improve your health, or feel more confident. If your goal is to build a business, your why might be to create financial freedom or positively impact others. When you have a strong reason behind your actions, it becomes easier to stay disciplined even when challenges arise. Another key to discipline is setting clear, realistic goals. Many people fail to stay consistent because they set vague or unrealistic expectations for themselves. Instead of saying, "I want to be successful," define what success looks like. Instead of saying, "I want to get in shape," set a specific goal like working out 4 times a week or eating more whole foods. The clearer your goal, the easier it is to create a structured plan to achieve it. Once your goals are clear, the next step is creating daily habits that align with your vision. Discipline is not about making huge, overwhelming changes overnight. It is about making small, consistent improvements over time. A person who improves just 1% every day will see massive growth over months and years. If you want to write a book, commit to writing 500 words a day. If you want to get healthier, commit to moving your body for 30 minutes daily. Small actions repeated consistently lead to life-changing results. One of the biggest obstacles to discipline is procrastination. Many people delay taking action, waiting for the perfect moment to begin. But the truth is, there is no perfect moment. The longer you wait, the harder it becomes to start. Overcoming procrastination requires just starting. If a task feels overwhelming, break it down into smaller steps. Instead of saying, "I need to write a book," say, "I will write one paragraph today." Once you start, momentum builds and the task becomes easier. Another powerful technique to stay disciplined is the 5-second rule. Whenever you feel resistance to taking action, count down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, then immediately move forward. This simple trick helps you break the cycle of hesitation and trains your brain to take action before doubt creeps in. Discipline also requires eliminating distractions. Your environment plays a huge role in your ability to stay focused. If you are constantly checking social media, watching TV, or engaging in activities that waste time, your progress will slow down. Create a workspace that minimizes distractions. Turn off notifications. Set designated times for deep work. The fewer distractions you have, the easier it becomes to stay committed to your goals. Accountability is another powerful tool for maintaining discipline. Find someone who will hold you accountable, a friend, mentor, or coach who will check in on your progress. Studies show that people are far more likely to achieve their goals when they share them with someone who keeps them accountable. If you don't have a person to hold you accountable, use a progress tracker or a habit journal to monitor your consistency. Seeing your progress visually will motivate you to stay on track. Another essential aspect of self-discipline is building mental toughness. The road to success is filled with obstacles, challenges, failures, setbacks. If you give up every time something gets difficult, you will never reach your full potential. Discipline means embracing discomfort and pushing through resistance. The more you train yourself to do hard things, the stronger your resilience becomes. A great way to build mental toughness is by doing something difficult every day. It could be waking up early, taking a cold shower, exercising when you don't feel like it, or challenging yourself to complete a task without giving in to distractions. The more you practice stepping outside your comfort zone, the more discipline you build. It is also important to reward yourself for progress. Many people think discipline means never enjoying yourself, but that's not true. A disciplined person knows how to balance hard work with rest and rewards. When you reach milestones, celebrate them. Treat yourself when you accomplish something meaningful. This reinforces positive behavior and keeps you motivated to continue. Lastly, understand that discipline is a skill that takes time to develop. If you struggle with consistency, don't be too hard on yourself. Instead of focusing on perfection, focus on progress. If you miss a workout, don't quit. Get back on track the next day. If you break a habit, don't beat yourself up. Learn from it and move forward. The goal is not to be perfect. The goal is to keep improving. When you cultivate self-discipline, you take control of your life. You stop making excuses. You stop waiting for the right time. You stop relying on motivation and start relying on consistent action. This is the key to transformation. Discipline is the bridge between goals and achievement, between dreams and reality, between where you are now and where you want to be. Are you ready to build that bridge? Chapter 9. Master the art of patience and trust the process. In a world where everything is fast-paced, where instant gratification is the norm, and where success stories are often glorified without showing the years of effort behind them, patience has become a rare skill. Many people give up on their dreams, goals, or personal growth simply because they don't see immediate results. They start strong, expecting rapid success, but when progress seems slow, frustration creeps in, and they abandon their journey altogether. But here's the truth. Great things take time. If you want to truly reset your mind, restart your life, and refocus on what matters most, you must learn to master the art of patience and trust the process. Patience is not about waiting passively. It's about staying committed even when results take time. It's about understanding that transformation happens through consistency, not overnight success. Think about nature. An oak tree doesn't grow into its full strength in a few months. It takes years of steady growth beneath the surface before it stands tall. The same principle applies to your personal growth, career, relationships, and success. If you quit too soon, you may never see the rewards of your efforts. One of the biggest reasons people struggle with patience is because they compare themselves to others. Social media has amplified the illusion of instant success. You see someone achieving massive results, whether it's financial success, a fit body, or a dream lifestyle, and you assume they got there quickly. What you don't see are the years of hard work, discipline, and setbacks they endured behind the scenes. Comparing your journey to someone else's highlights reel will only lead to discouragement. Instead of focusing on where others are, focus on your own progress. Your journey is unique, and your timing is different from anyone else's. To develop patience, start by shifting your focus from outcomes to progress. Instead of obsessing over the end result, pay attention to the small improvements you make each day. If your goal is to build a healthier body, don't just focus on the final weight you want to reach. Celebrate the fact that you exercised today, that you made a healthier food choice, or that you felt more energetic. If your goal is to learn a new skill, appreciate the fact that you're getting better, even if progress is slow. Small wins, compounded over time, lead to big transformations. Another key to patience is understanding that failure and setbacks are part of the process. Many people assume that progress should be a straight line moving upward, but in reality, it's filled with ups and downs. You will face obstacles, you will make mistakes, you will have moments where you feel stuck, but these moments are not signs to quit. They are signs to keep going. Every failure is a lesson. Every setback is an opportunity to adjust and improve. If you view obstacles as stepping stones rather than roadblocks, patience will come naturally. A powerful way to cultivate patience is by practicing delayed gratification. This means training yourself to prioritize long-term rewards over short-term pleasures. Successful people understand that temporary sacrifices lead to greater rewards in the future. For example, instead of spending money impulsively, they save and invest for long-term financial stability. Instead of seeking quick fixes for their health, they commit to consistent exercise and nutrition. Instead of rushing through learning, they embrace the process of gradual mastery. The ability to delay gratification is one of the greatest predictors of success in any area of life. Another crucial aspect of patience is staying present and trusting that everything is unfolding as it should. Impatience often comes from focusing too much on the future, worrying about when results will come, or feeling anxious about whether things will work out. But the future is built by the actions you take today. The more you focus on being fully present and doing your best in this moment, the faster progress will come. Learn to appreciate the journey, not just the destination. The process of growth itself is valuable. It shapes you into the person you need to become in order to handle success when it arrives. Practicing mindfulness and gratitude can help you develop patience. Instead of constantly thinking about what's missing or how far you still have to go, take time each day to appreciate what you already have. Be grateful for the progress you've made, for the lessons you've learned, and for the opportunities that are still ahead. Gratitude shifts your mindset from frustration to fulfillment, allowing you to enjoy the present while working toward the future. It's also important to set realistic expectations. Many people become impatient because they set deadlines for success that are not aligned with reality. If you expect to build a thriving business in 6 months or master a new skill in a few weeks, you are setting yourself up for disappointment. Instead of focusing on how fast you can achieve something, focus on how well you can build it. Anything worth having, whether it's success, strong relationships, financial freedom, or personal growth, takes time. Remind yourself that consistency beats intensity. Many people start with extreme effort but burn out quickly because they expect immediate results. But true transformation comes from steady, consistent action over time. A person who exercises moderately every day will achieve better results than someone who goes to the gym for 10 hours once a month. A person who reads a few pages daily will learn more than someone who crams for hours but never retains information. Slow, consistent effort will always win in the long run. Patience is a superpower. It keeps you grounded when things don't go as planned. It gives you the strength to keep moving forward, even when progress is invisible. It helps you build something meaningful instead of settling for quick, temporary fixes. When you master patience, you develop an unshakable belief in yourself and in the process of growth. So, as you move forward on your journey to reset, restart, and refocus your life, remember, everything great takes time. Stay consistent, trust the process, and never give up. Your future self will thank you for the patience and perseverance you practice today. Chapter 10. Embrace change and step into your new identity. Change is one of the most challenging yet necessary parts of life. Many people desire transformation, but when faced with the discomfort of change, they resist it. They hold on to old habits, familiar routines, and outdated identities, even if those things are keeping them stuck. But here's the truth. If you want to reset your mind, restart your life, and refocus on what truly matters, you must embrace change and step into your new identity. Most people fear change because it is uncertain. The mind craves stability and familiarity, even if those things are not beneficial. This is why so many people remain in unfulfilling jobs, toxic relationships, or unhealthy habits. They choose the comfort of the known over the uncertainty of the unknown. But if you keep doing what you've always done, you will keep getting the same results. To truly restart your life, you must be willing to let go of who you were and step into who you are becoming. One of the first steps in embracing change is understanding that change is a process, not an event. Many people expect instant transformation, but real change happens gradually. Just like a caterpillar doesn't become a butterfly overnight, personal growth requires patience, effort, and time. There will be moments of discomfort, self-doubt, and even setbacks, but every step forward, no matter how small, is a step toward the person you are meant to be. Another key to embracing change is letting go of your old identity. Your past does not define you. The mistakes you've made, the failures you've experienced, and the version of yourself that existed yesterday do not determine who you can become today. Many people hold on to limiting beliefs such as, "I've always been this way," "Change is too hard," "I'm not capable of becoming someone new." These are just mental barriers. The truth is, you are constantly evolving, and you have the power to rewrite your story at any moment. Instead of defining yourself by your past, start defining yourself by your potential. Ask yourself, who do I want to become? What kind of person do I need to be to achieve my goals? Once you have clarity on your new identity, start acting as if you are already that person. One powerful way to step into your new identity is through identity-based habits. Instead of just setting goals, align your habits with the person you are becoming. For example, instead of saying, "I want to be healthy," say, "I am a person who prioritizes health," and act accordingly. Instead of saying, "I want to be successful," say, "I am a disciplined and focused person," and build habits that reflect that. Instead of saying, "I want to be confident," say, "I am someone who speaks with clarity and self-assurance," and practice embodying that confidence every day. Your actions must align with your desired identity. Every time you make a choice that reflects your new identity, you reinforce that change within yourself. Another important step in embracing change is letting go of attachment to the past. Sometimes, the things that once served you no longer fit into your future. This could mean distancing yourself from negative influences, changing your environment, or even shifting the way you think. Holding on to the past out of fear will only keep you stuck. Instead, view change as an opportunity for growth, not as something to fear. One of the biggest barriers to change is fear of judgment. Many people resist transformation because they worry about how others will perceive them. They fear that if they change, they will lose friends, disappoint family, or be criticized. But here's the truth. Your life belongs to you, not to anyone else. If you allow the opinions of others to dictate your actions, you will never truly be free. The people who genuinely care about you will support your growth, and those who don't? They were never meant to be part of your journey. A powerful mindset shift is to see change as an adventure rather than a threat. When you embrace the unknown with curiosity rather than fear, you open yourself to new possibilities. Instead of asking, "What if I fail?" ask, "What if this leads to something incredible?" Instead of focusing on what could go wrong, focus on everything that could go right. Another crucial part of stepping into your new identity is embracing discomfort. Growth happens outside of your comfort zone. If you only do what feels safe and easy, you will never expand beyond your current reality. The discomfort of change is temporary, but the rewards of transformation last a lifetime. Push yourself to take uncomfortable but necessary actions, whether it's starting a new habit, having difficult conversations, or stepping into a new opportunity. To make change easier, surround yourself with people who inspire growth. If you are constantly around people who resist change, fear success, or discourage ambition, their mindset will influence yours. Seek out individuals who challenge you, uplift you, and encourage you to become the best version of yourself. Growth is easier when you are in an environment that supports it. Another powerful tool in embracing change is visualization. Your mind does not distinguish between imagination and reality. If you consistently visualize your ideal future and see yourself already living as your best self, you will naturally start taking actions that align with that vision. Spend time each day visualizing the person you want to become. See yourself succeeding, growing, and thriving. The more vividly you imagine it, the more real it becomes. Remind yourself that change is not something to fear, it is something to celebrate. Every time you step out of your comfort zone, every time you challenge an old belief, every time you take action toward your goals, you are evolving into a stronger, wiser, and more capable version of yourself. Life is about constant evolution. The person you were a year ago is different from the person you are today, and the person you are becoming is even greater. If you want to reset your mind, restart your life, and refocus on what truly matters, you must be willing to embrace change fully. This is your moment to step into your new identity. Let go of fear, release the past, and walk confidently into the life that is waiting for you. Are you ready to become the person you were meant to be? Chapter 11. Strengthen your mind and cultivate inner peace. In the pursuit of resetting your mind, restarting your life, and refocusing on what matters most, one of the most powerful things you can do is strengthen your mind. Your mind is the foundation of everything. Your thoughts shape your actions shape your habits, and your habits shape your life. If your mind is cluttered with negativity, fear, or self-doubt, no amount of external success will bring you true fulfillment. But when you cultivate inner peace, mental resilience, and clarity, you gain control over your emotions, decisions, and ultimately, your future. Strengthening your mind does not mean suppressing emotions or avoiding difficulties. It means developing mental toughness, the ability to stay calm and grounded, even when life becomes chaotic. It means learning how to manage stress, overcome self-doubt, and develop a mindset that allows you to thrive in any situation. The stronger your mind becomes, the less external circumstances can shake you. The first step to mental strength is learning to control your thoughts. Your mind is constantly processing information, but not all of it is useful. Many people unknowingly sabotage themselves with negative self-talk. I'm not good enough. I always fail. I'll never be successful. These thoughts create mental barriers that prevent growth. But here's the truth. Your thoughts are not facts. Just because you think something does not make it true. If you tell yourself you are not capable, your mind will find evidence to support that belief. If you tell yourself you are strong and capable, your mind will reinforce that as well. The key is to become aware of your thoughts and replace negative patterns with empowering beliefs. One way to do this is through affirmations. Repeating positive, empowering statements can help rewire your brain for confidence and resilience. Instead of saying, "I can't handle this," say, "I am strong and capable." Instead of thinking, "I'm not smart enough," remind yourself, "I am always learning and growing." The words you speak to yourself daily shape your mindset, so choose them wisely. Another crucial part of mental strength is learning how to manage stress effectively. Stress is a natural part of life, but how you handle it determines whether it weakens you or makes you stronger. Many people allow stress to consume them, leading to anxiety, burnout, and frustration. But mentally strong individuals learn how to use stress as a tool for growth. One of the best ways to manage stress is through breathing techniques. Deep breathing exercises can calm your nervous system and bring immediate clarity to your mind. A simple technique is the 4-7-8 method. Inhale deeply through your nose for 4 seconds. Hold your breath for 7 seconds. Exhale slowly through your mouth for 8 seconds. Practicing this technique a few times a day can help you stay centered, reduce anxiety, and regain control over your emotions. Another effective way to build mental resilience is through meditation and mindfulness. Meditation is not about emptying your mind, it's about training your mind to stay focused and present. Just as physical exercise strengthens your body, meditation strengthens your mind. Even 5 to 10 minutes of meditation a day can increase mental clarity, reduce stress, and improve emotional stability. In addition to mindfulness, developing emotional intelligence is crucial for mental strength. Many people react impulsively to emotions, allowing anger, frustration, or fear to dictate their actions. But when you develop emotional intelligence, you learn to recognize emotions without letting them control you. Instead of reacting in anger, you learn to pause and respond with wisdom. Instead of letting fear stop you, you learn to acknowledge it and move forward anyway. Another powerful way to cultivate inner peace is practicing gratitude. A strong mind focuses on abundance rather than lack. Instead of dwelling on what's missing, shift your focus to what you already have. Start each day by listing 3 things you are grateful for, big or small. Gratitude rewires your brain to see opportunities instead of obstacles, joy instead of frustration, and abundance instead of scarcity. A key part of mental strength is also learning to detach from negativity. Many people get trapped in toxic cycles, whether it's unhealthy relationships, negative environments, or their own self-defeating thoughts. If something or someone is constantly draining your energy, it's time to let go. Surround yourself with positivity. Seek out people who uplift and challenge you, and remove yourself from situations that no longer align with your growth. Building mental strength also requires developing the habit of self-discipline. A strong mind is not easily swayed by distractions or temptations. If you want to build resilience, practice doing things even when you don't feel like it. Whether it's waking up early, sticking to a routine, or resisting instant gratification, every disciplined action strengthens your mental toughness. Another crucial aspect of cultivating inner peace is learning to forgive and release resentment. Holding on to anger or grudges only burdens you, not the person you are angry at. Forgiveness does not mean justifying wrong actions. It means freeing yourself from the emotional weight that comes with resentment. Let go of past wounds, not for others, but for your own peace of mind. Mental strength is about accepting what you cannot control and focusing on what you can. Many people waste energy worrying about things beyond their control, what others think of them, past mistakes or uncertain futures. But mentally strong individuals focus on what they can control, their attitude, their actions, and their mindset. If something is out of your hands, let it go. If something is within your power, take action. When you strengthen your mind and cultivate inner peace, you become unshakable. No external situation, no criticism, and no failure can break you because you have built a solid foundation within yourself. You stop reacting impulsively to challenges and start responding with wisdom and clarity. You no longer allow fear, stress, or doubt to dictate your life. A strong mind is the key to a strong life. Are you ready to train your mind, reclaim your inner peace, and step into a new level of strength and confidence? The power is within you. Now is the time to harness it. Chapter 12. Design a life that aligns with your true self. Many people go through life following routines that don't truly fulfill them. They wake up, go to work, follow the same habits, and end each day feeling uninspired. They pursue success based on what society, family, or others expect of them, rather than creating a life that genuinely reflects who they are. But if you want to reset your mind, restart your life, and refocus on what matters most, you must design a life that aligns with your true self. A truly fulfilling life is not about following someone else's path. It's about crafting a life that feels meaningful and aligned with your values, passions, and purpose. This requires self-awareness, intentional decision-making, and the courage to break away from anything that no longer serves you. The first step in designing an aligned life is getting clear on what you truly want. Many people struggle with direction because they never take the time to define what success and happiness mean to them. If you don't set your own path, the world will set it for you. Instead of following societal expectations, take time to reflect on your ideal life. Ask yourself, what kind of life do I want to wake up to every day? What makes me feel truly alive and fulfilled? What do I value most? Freedom, creativity, stability, adventure, contribution, learning. If there were no limits or expectations, what would I truly pursue? Once you have clarity, the next step is removing anything that no longer fits into your vision. Many people remain stuck because they try to hold on to old patterns while also desiring a new reality. But transformation requires letting go. This could mean distancing yourself from toxic relationships, changing your career path, eliminating unhealthy habits, or saying no to commitments that drain your energy. Letting go is not always easy, but it is necessary for growth. You cannot step into your new life while holding on to everything from your old one. To design a life that aligns with your true self, you must also start making decisions with intention. Every choice you make, how you spend your time, where you invest your energy, the people you surround yourself with, either moves you closer to your ideal life or further away from it. The key is to be deliberate about your choices. Before committing to something, ask yourself, does this align with my vision? Will this bring me closer to the life I want? If the answer is no, it's time to reconsider. A major part of designing an aligned life is creating daily habits that support your long-term goals. Your habits shape your future, and if your current routines do not reflect the life you want to build, change them. Want to be healthier? Adjust your eating and exercise habits. Want financial freedom? Start managing your money wisely. Want a more peaceful mind? Create habits of mindfulness, gratitude, and reflection. Small daily actions, repeated consistently, create massive results over time. Another crucial aspect of alignment is choosing work that fulfills you. Many people spend the majority of their lives in jobs they don't enjoy, simply because they feel it's what they should do. But if your work does not inspire you or contribute to your growth, it will slowly drain your energy and motivation. This doesn't mean you have to quit everything immediately, but start exploring ways to integrate your passions and strengths into your career. Whether it's shifting to a new path, starting a side project, or finding meaning in your current work, aligning your career with your values is essential for a fulfilling life. Your environment also plays a huge role in shaping your life. Surround yourself with people who reflect the life you want to build. If your current circle discourages growth, reinforces negativity, or lacks ambition, it will be harder to stay on track. Seek out people who inspire, challenge, and uplift you. Be intentional about the energy you allow into your life. Your environment should reflect your goals, not work against them. One powerful exercise to align your life is visualizing your ideal day. Imagine waking up in the perfect version of your life. Where do you live? What do you do first thing in the morning? How do you spend your time? What kind of work do you engage in? Who do you interact with? What emotions do you experience throughout the day? The more specific you get, the more clarity you gain about what truly fulfills you. Once you have this vision, start making small changes to bring aspects of it into your daily reality. Living an aligned life also means embracing change and staying flexible. The path to fulfillment is not always linear. Sometimes what you once wanted no longer fits who you are becoming. That's okay. Give yourself permission to evolve. If a goal no longer excites you, adjust it. If a plan no longer serves you, create a new one. The goal is not to rigidly follow a path. It's to continuously design a life that feels right for you at each stage of your growth. Another essential component is learning to balance ambition with contentment. While striving for more is great, it's also important to appreciate where you are right now. If you are constantly chasing the next goal without taking time to enjoy the present, you will never feel truly fulfilled. Happiness is not found in a future destination. It is built in the present moment. Cultivate gratitude for what you have while working toward what you want. Designing an aligned life also requires prioritizing well-being over external success. Many people chase material success, recognition, or societal approval, thinking it will bring happiness. But true fulfillment comes from inner peace, strong relationships, meaningful experiences, and personal growth. Make sure your pursuit of success includes time for rest, joy, and connection with others. Finally, understand that living in alignment is a lifelong process, not a one-time decision. Your desires, values, and passions may shift over time, and that's natural. The key is to continuously check in with yourself and ensure that your actions, habits, and goals still align with your evolving vision. When you design a life that reflects your true self, everything changes. You stop feeling lost or disconnected. You wake up with excitement and purpose. You attract opportunities and people who align with your values. You feel more fulfilled, balanced, and in control of your own destiny. This is your chance to create a life that feels truly yours. Are you ready to stop following what others expect and start living a life that reflects who you really are? The power is in your hands. Now is the time to design a life that aligns with your true self. Life is not a straight path. It is a journey of constant evolution, transformation, and renewal. At any moment, you have the power to reset your mind, restart your life, and refocus on what truly matters. You are not defined by your past, your mistakes, or the limitations others have placed upon you. You are defined by the choices you make today, the mindset you cultivate, and the actions you take to move forward. Through this journey, you have explored the fundamental steps of transformation, decluttering your mind, releasing the past, aligning your actions with your purpose, developing resilience, creating systems for success, protecting your energy, embracing presence, cultivating discipline, mastering patience, stepping into your new identity, strengthening your mind, and designing a life that truly reflects who you are. These are not just ideas, they are powerful tools that, when put into practice, can completely reshape your life. But knowledge alone is not enough. Action is what creates change. Many people consume self-improvement content but never apply it. They wait for the perfect time or get stuck in endless planning without execution. But real transformation happens when you take the first step, no matter how small, and commit to continuous growth. The perfect time to start is now. You will face challenges. You will experience setbacks. But every obstacle is an opportunity to grow stronger, to refine your vision, and to deepen your commitment to the life you want to build. The difference between those who create lasting change and those who remain stuck is simple: consistency and persistence. You have everything you need within you. You have the strength to overcome fear, the wisdom to make better choices, and the resilience to push forward even when the path is unclear. The only thing left to do is begin. This is your moment. Let go of what no longer serves you. Step forward with courage and build a life that reflects your highest potential. Your reset starts today. Are you ready?